beautiful day.
Jesus lives.
Oh, glory be to your name. The sunshine, the rising of the sun, the breeze of life. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. And I face the world in vengeance because once more, let's sing it another time. Another time. Because he lives. Because he lives.
Oh, because he lives.
I can face tomorrow. Oh, because he lives.
Oh, because my Jesus lives.
Oh, all fear is gone. Oh, because I know. Yes, Lord, you live. You hold the future. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Glory be to your name. Vengeance because he lives. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, this morning, even we see the evidence, the rising of the sun. Oh, it brings a message to us. And the Lord Jesus, even the breeze of life that is blowing, that gives us life, Lord, your breath upon us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. A week that has gone in our working places, in our homes. Oh, you covered every space. And every time that, Lord, our going out and coming in, you have guided our footsteps, Lord. And this morning, what grace that we have, oh God, that we find ourselves in no other place but right in your presence to begin the week, oh God. Oh, we give the glory to you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We honor you, Lord. Many mercies from far and near, we thank you, oh God. And as, Lord, you have called us, we know that, Lord, there is something good in store for us. Hallelujah. Through our Sunday schools, our worship, and the word that to come. Amen. Lord, we believe the Lord Jesus, today is going to be a special day. And you go to talk to every one of us, Lord, as you know us, even you are going to meet us according to your riches in glory, as you know individually our needs, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, as we commit the Sunday schools here and upstairs, Lord, into your hands. Amen. And even the reading of your word. Bless it, Lord Jesus, and give us the life that we need, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God richly bless you as you're still standing. Let's look at Revelation 2. I'll read from verse 2 to 6. Let's hear the word of God. I know thy works, Revelation 2:2. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear with them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent. Repent, and do the first works. Or, serious here, please. Else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. This thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Thank you, Jesus. May we be seated. Let's be seated. God richly bless you. Brethren, we are on a subject that is very, very, very important. Because it shows the beginning, how the enemy infiltrated into the church. The beginning of it all. That's the subject we are looking through. Praise the Lord. So it's very, very important to the church as a whole and to you and me as individuals. So as we have already known about the church of Ephesus, we know that it was a church that could not bear with them that were evil. The prophet said holiness was their way of life. And he said they will not put up with sin in the church. He said they knew the righteousness, the righteous life that accompanied the bearing of that name. See, bearing the name of Jesus, it carries what? A special way of life. Praise the Lord. Your life must always be dictating, must be what? Be an epistle. Be an example of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is his name. And then it said, for his name's sake, they labored and they never fainted. See, they worked for the Lord. The prophet said, they didn't go to church on Sunday and talk about the name and then forget it the rest of the week. My. Let's take notice of that. Praise the Lord. Let us not be, what as the prophet said, the cycle of revival and death. Always Sundays you come, you get revived, get really in the spirit. But right down through the middle of the week, everything dies. And by the end of the week, you are completely empty. And you come back again to refill. My brother, it's a cycle of death. Amen. A cycle of death. So he said this was a church that they come to church on Sunday and what? They talk about the name, they will never forget the rest of the week. That means they go back into their closets and begin to still go through what they have heard. The word, the message is always what? Meditating upon them day and night. Praise the Lord. That was the church. They didn't give up lip service. See, lip service to the name. No, sir. It was their lives that they were given. Praise the Lord. So we could see that that was what? A wonderful, wonderful church. But the thing is, was it solidly placed like the church of the apostles, where the spirit of the deeds of Ananias and Sapphira could not mingle? You know, the apostles, their church, the church of the apostles, right from Pentecost, it was such that no contrary spirit can enter into that church. Till Sapphira and Ananias, their spirit could not mingle with the people. Praise the Lord. But here, after Pentecost, this church, Ephesus, as it started, let's see how the whole thing began. It said, Ephesus church. Now, we read that Ephesus church could not bear the evil ones. I'm reading from the prophet. Then why they didn't put them out? Praise the Lord. Because the prophet said in verse 6, he said, they hated their deeds. So the prophet is making us to understand that these people were really a core part of the church. Amen. They were part of the church. He said the Nicolaitan group remained part of the first age, doing their deeds. The deeds were hated, but the people were not rendered impotent. My brother, let's take notice of that. The deeds were in the church. They hated it, but yet they didn't make that spirit impotent. You got it? Praise the Lord. That's what the prophet is saying. See? But the people were not rendered impotent. Those people who were doing those deeds in the church, they hated it. The church hated it. But yet, they didn't what? Take steps to make sure that that spirit is what? It's completely cut off from the church. See, it's not a question of what? Asking someone, because you are this, you are that, go out from the church. No. But that spirit that is in the person is the one that we are supposed to fight. Amen. And get that spirit out of that our brother, that our sister. Amen. Not a question of what? Sucking them from the church. No. And so, this first church, the thing that they needed to do, that spirit, they should have killed it. Amen. And they could have only killed it by nothing but by the word. But we read that this church was doing what? The fervency was no more. See, the desire to launch out was no more. So that means the word was being what? Watered down. So they allowed that spirit to remain. But they knew that, no, this kind of life, we don't like it. We hate it. But yet, steps were not taken to kill that spirit. See. So the prophet said, oh, Ephesus church, something is happening to you. Someone is trying to either add to the word or take from it. See, but they were doing it so subtly that you can't see it. You see, that's the way how that spirit of the enemy came in. It was what? Softly. You know that word already. That's the same way the beast that was in the Garden of Eden. Amongst all the beasts, the most subtle of all. So here the prophet is using the same word subtly. Subtly, they were approaching things in that way. See, cleverly. They haven't made a move so big for you to see that, to see it in the open. It was undercover. And they were bringing it by way of reason and human understanding. See, look at the way how it starts. Human understanding instead of the word. Or if we could do it this way, you see, if we need to keep our youth in the church, maybe we had to form some games, teams, so that they will be playing against one another and to bring what? Real joy in the church. No, sir. That's human reasoning. It's not according to the word. But it will look like it is good. Because maybe you have seen another church somewhere doing the same thing. And so you see many youths are going to that particular church. But that's not the way. Praise the Lord. We don't use games, soccer or whatever be it, to what? To call people into a church. It is the word that we need to what? Present. So that when he comes, it is the word that brought him, he will be what? Looking for the word. So the prophet was saying, it will take over unless you refuse it. That spirit, it will take over unless you refuse it. Jesus saw it and cautioned them. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left your first love. You see. So the prophet is telling us, he said, Now, to get the real meaning of what we are about to go into, I must caution you to ever keep in mind that religion, spiritual matters, if you like, is composed of two parts that intertwine but are as opposite as black and white. So now he's coming in here. The church, he said, is what? Is composed of two parts. He said, keep it in mind that religion, spiritual matters, is composed of two parts that are intertwined, but are as opposite as black and white. He said, religion and spiritual world are made of two trees. He said, he pointed it toward right from the beginning, in the Garden of Eden. Amen. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Two. Right from the beginning. See. So he said, the church is made up of good and bad. But we believe that it's not here. Amen. Oh, I didn't hear amen. Amen. We believe that it's not here. Amen. Amen. The church is made up of good and bad. Two vines make the church. You see, he's talking about the church in general. Amen. And we are a local church. Church in general. One church. Huh? Yes, we have one church, and he said that church is made up of two vines. And we are a local church. So a local church can be like the church of Pentecost. Amen. You don't believe it? That's what we are. That's why we are striving here, that we reach that place and we will reach it. How many believe that? Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you for that. He said, but one is true and the other is false. So he's talking about what? The church in general. Praise the Lord. And we are a local church. But we can live to be only what? The true church. The true vine. Amen. Now, God will speak to each one, and he will talk about each one. That's the church in general. You talk to them, the false vine and the true vine, you talk to them the same way. You know that? Because a type is what? The field. You know, Jesus gave a parable of the same thing, that a good man went to sow good seed. And in the night, that wicked man also came and sowed his own seed among what? The wheat. And as they grew up, they were in the same field. They received the same sunshine, the same rains. Praise the Lord. So he said, God will speak to each one of them. You talk to each one of them. He will call them church. And only the elect will really know which is the true spirit. Oh, thank you. Amen. Amen. So now we see why we can say that we are a true church. Amen. Because we, the elect, we are here. Amen. And we know what is wrong, what is true, and what is false. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, only the elect will not be deceived. Amen. I don't think any of us here will be deceived by any way. No, sir, where we have reached as a local church, amen. Amen. The church in general, yes, two vines. It can be a local church where there will be all the elect, amen. Which is possible. Praise the Lord. See, Satan is very, very cunning. Very, very cunning. Now, in Ephesus church, they were part of the church doing everything as believers. See? They were part of the Ephesus church, but they did everything like they were what? Believers. See, that while they were there, they were trying to add to the world or take away from the world, as the prophet said, in a very subtle way. You see, through reasoning and a human understanding. See the cunning way. And so now, who are this group of spirit? That's what the Bible calls the Nicolaitans. The Nicolaitans. He said, what are these Nicolaitans? He said, the word comes from two Greek words. Nikao, which means to conquer, and Laos, which means laity. I think you all know about this already. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's quickly go down because we have a lot to do. So, way back there in the early church, the false vine got intertwined itself around the true vine. And we find these deeds of the Nicolaitans, and that the spirit is going to be found fighting the true vine until it is destroyed by God. Amen. So right today, that Nicolaitan spirit is fighting against the true vine. So the prophet asks, now what is the spiritual climate of that church? Ephesus, what was the spiritual climate of that church? They were drifting. Amen. They have left their first love. And today, the spiritual climate of the church today is what? Lukewarm. Neither hot nor cold. That is the spiritual climate of this time that we are living in, the church. Church in general. But as a local assembly here, praise the Lord, that spirit is not here. How many believe that? Amen. That spirit is not here. Amen. They left his first love, leaving the first love of the word of God, and the only thing was to go back to Pentecost. In plain language, that means the church was in danger of being taken away from the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The control of the Spirit. This was exactly what took place after Moses led Israel out of Egypt. He's giving a type here. You see, the church was in danger. The danger that the church was in was that now it is being taken away from the leadership of the Holy Spirit. See? And he gave a type of Moses when he took Israel out of Egypt. He said the way of God for the children of Israel was to lead them by the cloud of fire. Amen. Prophetic utterances, miracles, signs, God-given wonders. That's the way how God prepared for the children of Israel when he took them out from Egypt. But what happened? He said God's way was to be accomplished by God-selected, God-ordained, God-equipped, and God-sent men. And so if God, there is a church, the purpose of God, the will of God, is that it will be led by God selected, God ordained, God equipped, and God sent men. With the whole camp being dominated by the Holy Ghost move. Amen. See? Amen. Let me just quickly come here these last 5 minutes and jump to this place. So, we see how it started in the early church, this spirit of Nicolaitans. It was called deeds. See, the beginning, it was what? Deeds. They were doing some things in the church. So the beginning, it was what? Deeds. So let's watch our deeds, the things that we do. Brethren, if you see your brother, you see your sister, the deeds, the things that he's doing, if it's contrary to the word, show him love.
Amen.
Amen. Love is what? Correction. Show him love. Praise the Lord. See. Said it was a deed. Then it became a doctrine. See how the whole thing started traveling. It was just a deed. Just some. Then it became a doctrine. Then they started teaching it. See. Then it became a standard. You got to obey it. Then it became an the unbending way. You cannot bend it anyway. And finally, it took over and God was pushed aside. See. Said it started so small, so quietly, so inoffensive. It looked so good. It seemed so sound. Then it caught a hold, and like a python, it squeezed out the very breath and killed all the spirituality there was in the church. See? So my brother, let's watch it. Let me quickly read this one. The prophet said, I believe in leadership, but not the leadership of men I believe in. And that's the thing also here. We don't believe in man leadership.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe in leadership of the Holy Ghost coming through the word. I believe also that God has sent men in the church, men who are gifted by the Spirit, and they will keep the church in order. I believe that. Do we have it here?
Yes.
Amen. We thank the Lord. I believe also that the church is ruled over by men that God sends to take charge. Praise the Lord. See. But that rule is by the word. That's exactly what is here. It's always the word. Praise God. So that it's not men really ruling, but the Spirit of God. For the Word and the Spirit are one. So, brethren, let's watch carefully every suggestions, everything that we need to do in this church here. Always we have to look into the Word. That it lines with the word.
Amen.
Amen. So that we will not drift like the church of Ephesus. But we thank God that there are vigilant eyes here.
Amen.
The true spirit of the Holy Spirit running through this church. And we know that kind of Nicolaitan spirit can never enter into this our local assembly. So let's be. But meanwhile, let us all be vigilant. Anything that is not in the right way, there is a channel where you pass through to make these things known so that everything is what is in order. We thank the Lord for the beginning of another week. We commit this. Let's bow our heads for a moment. We commit the sound leader and the musicians into the hands of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. The enemy is exposed. And in this church, Lord, a standard has already been raised that can never infiltrate into this place. Father, we pray that the standard will continue to hold for this church, Lord. And even as the sound leader and the musicians come, we commit them, Lord, into your hands. That Father, they will be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit to lead the church, O God, to praise and worship and honor your name, Lord. Father, even the instruments they are going to be used. Lord, we commit all into your hands, our lips, our hands, everything that, Lord, will be contributed, O Lord, into the worship, Father, accept them, Lord. Let your fire come and consume our sacrifice this morning, our sacrifice of praise. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God richly bless you.